Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we do the last hadith under the chapter on the virtues of ilm, the virtues of true Islamic deen, in knowledge, that knowledge that takes a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu qal, Sami'tu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Inna Allah la yaqbidu al-ilma intiza'an yantazi'uhu min al-nas, ولكن يقبض العلم بقبض العلماء حتى إذا لم يبقي عالما اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جحالا فسئلوا فافتوا بغير علم فضلوا وأضلوا. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah Ta'ala will not take away knowledge by snatching it away from the people. Allah will not take away knowledge by just snatching away the knowledge from the people, but Allah Ta'ala will take it away by taking away the ulama. Allah Ta'ala will take away knowledge from the people by taking it away from the ulama. Before we continue with the translation of this hadith, see what words Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. Intiza'an yantazi'uhu minan nasi walakin yaqbidu al-ilma biqabdi al-ulama. Allah Ta'ala will take away the ilm from the people by taking away the ulama. In other words, the ulama will pass away. So the libraries with the books will still be there. The internet with all the information will still be there. But there'll be no ilm. What we learn from here is that ilm is taken from person to person, from one person to another person. It's not just by browsing the net. It's not just by going to the libraries and reading the books. Here the hadith is saying by taking away the ulama. In other words, this is how the original source, this is how the real source of ilm will be. We'll be taking it from person to person. And now when these people of ilm are not there anymore, in other words, ilm has now been taken away from the people. So this is a very important point, especially in today's times and age. A person feels I can just go on the net, I can search AI, and then I'll get all my deeni knowledge, or I can just on the television channels, Allah Ta'ala save us, and I can get deen. I can go to the YouTube and I can get deen. It doesn't work like that. A person gets it from the ulama and takes it directly from them, because the day will come when Allah Ta'ala will start taking away ulama from this world, and the true knowledge of deen now will start going away. So the hadith goes on to say, when no scholar remains, when no alim remains, the people will appoint an ignorant as their leaders. And when they will be questioned, in other words, that ignorant person now is taken as the leader, as the alim, when he is questioned, when they are questioned, they will give a verdict without any knowledge. They'll give a verdict but with no knowledge. They will go astray and they will lead others astray. They will go astray and they will lead others astray. So it's warning us, this hadith is warning us very severely, that be very, very careful who we take our deed from, who we take our knowledge from. Just few points under this is the ulama, the flag bearers of Islam, and the true knowledge is stored within their bosoms. In other words, within their hearts. So when an alim goes away, it's like a whole library that is gone away, a whole encyclopedia that is gone away, a whole database of ilm that has gone, because of that heart, that knowledge that Allah Ta'ala had blessed him, he had passed away with it. Therefore, as a person with ilm, as far as possible, the best he can do in his lifetime, try and share and impart whatever knowledge he got, because there's no guarantee for two things. There's no guarantee for health, and there's no guarantee for death. A person can go at any time. Number two, the ulama are honored by Allah Ta'ala, and he will never snatch their knowledge away from them. Number three is Islamic knowledge cannot be acquired by self-study. Number four, many should acquire sound knowledge so that the ulama may be in large numbers, allowing people to benefit more easily. Islamic knowledge should never be sought from a person who does not possess the necessary Islamic knowledge and qualifications. The last point to bear in mind under this hadith, one should not pass Islamic rulings and judgments without adequate knowledge. If a person knows the answer, he gives the answer. If he doesn't know the answer, he says, La Adri, I don't know, I do not know. In fact, the saying, I do not know, is nisful ilm, is half of knowledge. Because nobody knows everything. The great, great ulama also, they did not know everything. So where a person knows the answer and he's sure about it, and he gives the correct answer, where he's not sure, he keeps quiet, or he tells the person, I do not know. So this also is part of deed. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of valuing our ulama, the benefiting from them whilst they are around. And may Allah Ta'ala make it such that whatever deed we get, whatever ilm we get, we practice upon it. Now we did the virtues of ilm. We just finished off this chapter. One way of safeguarding and protecting whatever we learn is we practice upon it. When a person practices upon it, then he gets the tawfiq of retaining whatever he learns. And then to take it to a step further, a person propagates and he shares what he learned with other people, ideally by teaching them, by some friend or some family member or some child, what I learned today. He goes home and he teaches his wife, he tells his children. So automatically by a person relaying what he has learned is a means of him strengthening the knowledge of his. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.